Israel, and it should have been very, very logical that if you turn this over to the Palestinians, it would be used as a base for an attack on Israel, and that's exactly what I think the leaders of Israel wanted at the time. But, of course, they couldn't tell the Israeli people that you were really helping to create the best enemies that money could buy, as we so often do here in the United States, so the leaders of Israel do that as well. Well,
anyway, no, Israel is not going to reoccupy Gaza. They're going to put Fatah in there to run Gaza out of the PLO offices.
Sure.
I mean, that's clear cut.
Okay, yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. But I don't think they want a permanent solution. I mean, I'm sure that most Israelis want a permanent solution, and some people on the cabinet may want a permanent solution, but the people who wield power do not want a permanent solution.
Well, Fatah, of course, will renew the war and the violence. It's inevitable, but they're a little more sophisticated than Hamas, and they get to take over. I mean, that's what this war is being fought, and that's why it's being fought. That's why Mahmoud Abbas has been pushing for this war for months on end. But nonetheless, there's a phenomenon that isn't really getting the attention it deserves, and it deserves a lot of attention, and that is really spreading anti-Semitism as if we didn't know this was coming. But neither here nor there, there are two states that are actually, the Jews are in danger for their lives, where they really could get themselves a nice Kristallnacht, and they are Yemen and Turkey, where... Whoops, I hear the music.
You hear the music? We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here. The American.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
The only way they know how. Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. And Barry, you pick up the story of what's going on. Certainly you don't think that the war is going to be over this coming weekend.
Sure, why not? Anything's possible. The subject, again, so we don't get lost, was the spreading anti-Semitism.
Okay, let's talk about spreading anti-Semitism. And certainly I get this all the time by emails telling me that Jews are responsible for all the problems in America and throughout the world, and But then you can sort of almost anticipate that this is going to be happening. But go ahead.
Oh, no, this is minor stuff. These are just fanatics from the far left and far right, and they're such a minority in this country that America is in danger of massive anti-Semitism, not in the near future anyways. But Turkey was taken over by an Islamist government. Now, I'm no expert on Turkish politics, but the Jews there are under tremendous pressure. They're closing down. The government is actually putting posters on Jewish-owned shops to telling people not to shop in them. It's just the stuff that was done by the Nazis in 38. The Jewish shops are the first things that get hit. Now, in Yemen, it's too obscure a place. All we know is the Jews were asked to leave their homes and go to government camps, and we don't know the details of that. But Turkey, we're getting the pictures where the Jews are in immense danger, actual danger, that they're going to be massacred. Now, Kristallnacht killed about 138, and then the Jews tried to leave Germany. Something like that, it looks like it's really in the cards for Turkey. Now, Foreign Minister C.P. Livni gave this speech asking governments worldwide to stop anti-Semitism, which is, by the way, in Europe, it's all coming from the Muslims. You're not getting neo-Nazis or skinheads. This is all Muslim. But nonetheless, it's the anti-Semitic incidents throughout Europe are now becoming very, very scary. But the point with Livni, again, and you have to understand Israel and you have to understand Zionism. They love anti-Semitism, and the way they get their population... and there's a long history of this, by the way. This isn't like some sort of speculative guesswork. I've written about this thoroughly. It's the Zionists love anti-Semitism because it causes an exodus of Jews, they believe, to Israel. It's the number one cause of Israel's population is anti-Semitism. We can go through the recent wave from Russia, and then we can go through all of it. Whether the anti-Semitism is real or whether it's being promoted by the Zionists themselves, which, by the way, during the Sephardic mass emigration of the 40s and 50s, there are numerous people are saying that agents from Israel blackmailed the rulers of their countries. And if the rulers didn't play ball, they were destroyed in a coup. All through the 1950s, Arab governments fell like kingpins until one came along that would throw the Jews out. What you've got is spreading anti-Semitism, and Israel could care less about it. This has got to be understood. To Israel, the nightmare is that the last poll that I saw, that I read, 27% of Israelis want to leave the country. That's about equivalent to the number of Gazans who want to leave Gaza. It's a terrifying prospect that Israel has not created a good country. Forget the war and the fight against the Arabs, a separate issue. Israel has not created a good life for its people, even though some have benefited enormously by it. The vast number of Israelis live lousy lives. Unemployment is over 10%. 31% of the children are malnourished, according to government statistics. And they're going to leave. Many of them will leave. And then you get a mass exodus from Turkey, which the most prosperous Jews will go somewhere to, like Europe or America, maybe Australia. But a portion of the most Well, if the poorest and most politically committed will come to Israel, then it's good for Israel. So a side effect of this Gazan invasion, you're going to see a lot of Jews, it looks like, from Turkey and possibly from Yemen, coming to Israel in the next year or so. If the Turkish government lives up to their threats to really pounce on the Jewish population, including deaths, you're going to see a whole bunch of new immigrants to Israel. So we have to balance the whole picture, and it's not always a pretty picture. But the other side, Hamas is just nothing but a street gang. So we have to look at the other side. Now, yesterday, I had a very educational experience and a very good one. I was on the Power Hour with Joyce Riley, who's, a very informed lady. She's got a partner named David who is very emotional, highly opinionated and very emotional. But this, all their listeners I knew before I went on the show were tremendously anti-Israel. And from that point of view, I mean, Joyce hasn't really been helping the issue out. So I created a scenario for the show that worked out perfectly, absolutely perfectly. Well, what I said is I changed the subject immediately. To the truth, that the Arabs were supporting the Israeli invasion of Gaza. And I began with Aaron Klein's report, which is spreading quickly, which was that Mahmoud Abbas has been requesting the invasion for months, knowing that he's going to leave power in a day or two, and he didn't want a Hamas takeover of the West Bank. And he will be rewarded for this, of course. And then I continued with the Tzipi Livni meeting with Egypt's foreign minister, Omar Suleiman, 3 days before the invasion, where Egypt gave its blessing to the invasion. And the spiritual leader of Hamas, Nasrallah, started calling the Egyptians bastards. But when a few Katyushas went off from Lebanon, Nasrallah and his gang were very quick to say it wasn't their rockets, that they don't want to get involved in this dispute, and that's Hezbollah. What we're talking about is outright Arab blessings for this invasion coming from the PLO in Egypt. And maybe out of fear than anything else, you have agreement also with Hezbollah in Syria. So I began the show with these facts that the Arabs gave their many Arabs. Egypt has got about half the population of the Arab world. It's got about 90 million. Many Arabs have in very high official places have given their blessing to Israel's invasion of Gaza. They view Hamas as a threat that has to be dealt with. Now, we continue, of course, with Fatah going backwards, really, to stop any protest against Israel. The last big protest, apparently thousands of people, was a couple of days ago in Ramallah, and all we know, again, I mean, the news is incredibly filtered. All we know from the news is that the Fatah forces put an end to the rioting, and there were many injured protesters. Okay, that's all we know. That's all the news they're telling us so far. But the point is, Fatah is physically stopping the West Bank from protesting or worse against this invasion. Now, there's another side, which, again, I'm not in Gaza, and I don't know, so, again, I'm relying on reports, but this report is very well spread, is that Hamas, while all this fighting is going on, are hunting down Fatah supporters and murdering them on the spot. And there are films of this. I've been getting the YouTube films of Hamas murdering Fatah supporters. They're worried about a coup where Fatah takes over the Gaza Strip in the wake of this invasion, and they're murdering anyone who could be part of the coup. And naturally, I'm telling Joyce this and David this, and their whole argument it was really shaken by this, that lo and behold, the Arabs at very high levels have given their permission and blessing to Israel to go into Gaza. So they're a little shook, and then I just say, and I ask the big question, how does Israel know how to target Hamas leaders? They're running and hiding all over the place. The information is hour by hour different. How do they know where they are? And the answer, I mean, it's an obvious answer. Gaza is filled with informers, informing the IDF where the Hamas leaders have snuck into, and they are informing the army, and the army orders the Air Force to bomb the houses. It's a whole long story with civilians and preventing them being involved, but without a really effective a group of informers in Gaza, Israel would not be hitting the Hamas leaders. And there are a lot of Gazans, by the way, not a few of them would be Christians. There are only about 2,000 left, but they have been, Hamas has done everything it could to drive them out.
Christians who are living in Gaza, right, the Palestinian Christians.
Yeah, 2,000 tops. These people, including them, by the way, not only them, there are plenty of Muslims who view Hamas as a gang, totally disregarding the people's welfare. It doesn't mean they're necessarily pro-Israel, but they want Hamas out. They've been informing Israel where the leaders are. So you have not just an Israeli invasion. What you've got is a very, very serious amount of support coming from the Arabs themselves to knock out this Hamas. Now, David is getting absolutely confused by this information. Really, he's getting emotional, but it's not making an awful lot of sense. It's emotion without logic. And Joyce says to me that Hamas was democratically elected. They were elected in a general election and in local council elections. And I said to her, well, then good. Then the civilians aren't innocent targets. They're supporters of Hamas, and there's a price to be paid these days for that. End of discussion. I said, I'm not going to argue with... Oops, there's the music.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish, talking about the situation that's going on over in the Near East. Believe me, nothing as it appears to be. Nothing as it appears to be.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Careers Worldwide Tractor Trailer Training School in Keensburg reminds us the current economic times have been tough on many families in our area, and many are finding it hard to make ends meet. Your donation of clothing or canned goods can make the difference for a family in need. Let's do our best to make a difference in our community. That special message sponsored by Careers Worldwide Tractor Trailer Training School in Keensburg, always working to keep the community moving in a safe and positive direction. That's Careers Worldwide Tractor Trailer Training School in Keensburg. For more information or classes for 2009, including job placement, call 800-852-1243. That's 800-852-1243.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Stand back here at the American Student Network and the Arctic this morning, Barry Shemesh. Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can get your website.
Well, the book you want is Buy by Gas. If you want to know the background to this whole conflict, you get my book, Buy by Gaza, and you'll be a lot better educated after reading it. You go to www.lulu.com. You get there, there's a little box that says search right in my name, Chamish. That'll take you to Bye Bye Gaza. There's lots of photos in it, but don't get the color book. It's very expensive. The black and white book is within everybody's means. The website is barrychamish.com. And I'll leave a phone number for DVDs. One is called The Dirty War Against the Settlers, which was what the damage done to the former Jewish settlers of Gush Katif or Gaza, and also to invite book me to lecture. My number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And go ahead and exploit me. I make for a very good evening. Now we go back to the Power Hour. Now, believe it or not, this is going very well. My appearance on the Power Hour, I mean, the callers were one was favorable, but the others didn't ask questions. They just name called me. I'm a nihilist Zionist with a bomb in every pocket. I mean, and it was ridiculous. And that's not how gentlemen discuss things. It was discouraging, but again, you have to understand the issue of rockets is the core issue of this invasion. And David, well, Joyce's partner, just kept shouting over and over, the rockets only killed 10 people. And I said, you think that because Hamas has primitive technology, they didn't want to kill thousands, all of Israel, if they could get away with it, and so forth. And he said, well, why are they shooting rockets just for fun? And it was crazy. There's no logic in this. And you can almost understand from the terribly slanted media coming out of Gaza. Remember, all the news services and in the United Nations, they hire local Gazans. In the case of the news agencies, all the photographers are from Gaza. So you get pictures of rockets being launched from fields. And this is the Hamas defense. They're in fields. Well, that's not where the rockets are being launched. They're being launched from neighborhoods. As the fields make it clean up the viciousness and the humanitarian tragedy of Gaza, they are being shot in the midst of populated areas. And the listeners to the show and David just denied that these rockets are the issue that caused the invasion. And finally, I got a little peeved. And I said to David, Joyce, by the way, was very, very calm and in the background, and I didn't argue with any of her points. Her points were right, that Hamas was democratically elected. I told her, what am I going to do, argue with that? She said that Hamas was created by Israel. I said, it's not created. They funneled money at Hamas in the 80s to balance the power of the PLO. And so I said, what's your point in all this? I'm not going to argue with these facts. And she was very, very good. She was very calm and she was quite a good hostess. She was a very good hostess. But her friend was very emotional.
Well,
and
Barry, this is an emotional issue. And certainly, I mean, certainly people can feel bad for the Palestinian civilians. People should feel bad for the Israeli civilians. We're all being manipulated in this, and they want us to choose up sides. We're either pro-Israel or pro-Palestinian. I think that you are very well-balanced, pointing out the fact that this is all being manipulated. Everybody loses as this thing goes on, and certainly the question is, I mean, who's financing Hamas? Obviously, they have very, very powerful backers. Egypt has been allowing them to bring the missiles in. And this whole thing was precipitated to precipitate the Israeli invasion. And people have to understand that our emotions are being manipulated. We've got to be able to be look at this thing objectively and understand that the Israeli people are victims, the Palestinian people are victims, and, of course, the forces that rule the world are using this whole thing to pursue their goal, which is the New World Order. And I'm glad that Joyce, I love Joyce, and, you know, I'm glad that I would have expected that she would have acted in a very, very professional manner.
Yeah, and she did. Now, again, she's got a very emotional partner, and I just said to him, have you ever been to Gaza? And he said, I don't need to go to Gaza. I know what's going on. And I said, yes, you have to. If you want to speak about Gaza, you do need to. Now, I told him I spent a few months there, and I know the mentality, and without understanding the mentality of Gaza, you can't talk about it. You're talking from another planet. And I said, you want to know what they're shooting rockets for? They're shooting rockets to destroy Israel. That's why they're shooting rockets. And it never occurred to them that Hamas is shooting off the rockets in a war against Israel, and they think if they do it long enough and hard enough, Israel will collapse. It's turning out that the rockets are so primitive compared to what Syria and Hezbollah have, and Hezbollah used a couple of summers ago. These are just firecrackers, but nonetheless, the intent has been to kill as many Jews as they can before the final battle for Israel. And it's like he never heard this. that this very basic concept was not never thought of. It was never even considered. Now, the fact is, I did spend some time in Gaza as a soldier. I spent a month there, and then we went back for a few days, and then as a book-selling protester, I spent a lot of time in Gush Katif. I do know Gaza, and he doesn't know Gaza, and you have to give some credit for experience. Now, as for the New World Order side of it and who's controlling the fighting and who wins, I also mentioned that, but it was summarily dismissed. That's not what they want to talk about. They want to talk about Israel killing civilians. This was the subject of the hour. And look, just a couple of examples of Israel fighting a very accurate war, and not a dirty war either, just a powerful war.
Well, you hang on there. We'll be back in just a minute with Barry Shamish. Talking about the situation, ladies and gentlemen, don't get let yourself be emotionally manipulated. It's all about trying to get us to choose a side. And, of course, there's wickedness on both sides.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
The only way they know how. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Barry Shamish. And Barry, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, yeah, we're back to the Power Hour. By the way, just go to the Power Hour's website in the archives on January 13th. You'll find this interview, and you'll know what we're talking about.
Well, I had several people actually send me emails about the program. They were very upset about it. This whole issue is designed to get us emotionally involved. It's very difficult to look at this, you know, from a totally dispassionate point of view. I mean, the Jewish citizens, they're victims of this. The Palestinian citizens are victims of this. And until we start talking about who's funding Hamas, who's providing the weapons for them, I mean, who's funding Egypt that is allowing Hamas to build the tunnels to bring in the weapons? Why, the United States is funding Egypt, and we could cut this whole thing off long ago. We know those tunnels were there, 300 of them. We knew they were taking the missiles in. We knew, certainly, that eventually they keep bombarding southern Israel, why, of course, Israel is going to have to retaliate, and everybody's being manipulated. Until people understand that, nothing makes sense, but it's so easy to say, well, my goodness, this is what I think, and we need a ceasefire, and of course, the ceasefire isn't going to solve anything. It's going to just continue. But you go right ahead, Barry.
You mean to say you got hate mail over my interview?
No, no, no. People were upset by the way you were treated.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that Joyce,
and I'm sure David is, I like David, I like Joyce, I think they're both good people, but it's so easy to get manipulated in this whole issue, and it's so hard to sit back and analyze what's going on.
I was treated fine.
But I'm sorry that you were put into a defensive position.
No, no, I was not. I was treated just fine. From their point of view, they put me on this show. Don't forget, they've got a point of view, and for this, I've got to thank them. Let's not condemn the Power Hour. They put me on the show.
They're good people.
And they did a pretty good job. They just need to be corrected a little bit. And I think I did that. I think they're thinking a little differently because they put me on the show. No, no problem with them. By the way, it takes an awful lot for me to condemn anyone who invites me to speak. Let me tell you that they handled the show, in my opinion, very well, and that's that. So thank you, people, for writing. I appreciate it.
You see, that's what talk radio is all about many times, is to get an emotional response from the audience. That's why people keep listening to talk radio. A lot of people want a lot of controversy. That's not my style. I simply want to present the facts and get the information out. But, I mean, some people really, of course, Alex Jones thrives on emotion. He does a magnificent job. He promotes an emotional response. And I think Joyce gets a lot more emotion from her audience than I do. But that's fine. We each present things in a different manner. But everybody, Alex, Joyce, and certainly some of the other talk show hosts, are getting the information out. That's what we want. We want people to think.
Well, I said to David, I said, you want the war to stop? Hamas, stop shooting rockets. It's finished. The war is over. And then he said, well, why did they shoot them before? Because they felt like it in the morning. I said, all they had to do was not shoot rockets. If you want to taunt, a stronger country, throw rockets into their cities. Stop the rockets, no invasion. It's so obvious that you don't need a United Nations ceasefire. All Hamas has to do is stop bombarding Israeli cities with rockets. But nonetheless, let's go into this issue of rockets again. Israel allows now a three-hour ceasefire to bring in humanitarian trucks. Everyone wrote that if there's a ceasefire, Hamas will shoot rockets at Israeli towns because they know they can't be hit during those 3 hours. Well, the result is, since the three-hour humanitarian pause has been instituted, Hamas has launched 42 rockets during this period. That's what you get for bringing in food and medicine. And worse, the food was immediately stolen by Hamas, and it entered the black market for absorbent prices. There is no humanity when the other side, again, is not a political movement. They kept telling me that they, opened community centers and paid for hospital treatment, and they were really a charitable organization. And I said, Joyce, when you get some greedy, corrupt guy in this country who makes a zillion stepping on toes wherever he goes, the first thing he does is he starts becoming a philanthropist. I said, you have to look where charitable money comes from. Says charitable money from Hamas is charitable money from an organization that's every bit as corrupt as the charitable donors of the United States. We had that kind of a conversation. She backed off. She really did. These are points. Now, there's another.
Joyce is a very, very nice lady.
I met her. She had the table next to mine in Santa Cruz at a conspiracy conference.
Yeah, huh? At San Francisco.
It was a little out of San Francisco.
I'm sorry, in Santa Clara.
Santa Clara, yes, Santa Clara. She had the table next to mine. I met her as well. Look, this was between us a decent intellectual argument. That I have no animosity. Some of the people phoning, though, were really, really unnice. But again, it always handled well. Now, the next piece of propaganda is that Israel is using white phosphorus. Now, this is all based on one picture of a shell that glowed white. I've seen the picture. Everywhere you look, Israel is using the equivalent of napalm. Oops.
Hey, we're out of time, Barry, but God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and what I hope people will understand is they want you to choose up sides, pro-Palestinian, pro-Israel. Understand that, of course, the American CIA, and with the help of Israel, created Hamas many years ago. This is covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The devil's game. We look upon Iran today as a terrible threat. My goodness, they're trying to develop nuclear weapons. People have forgotten it was the American State Department that toppled the Shah and brought the radical Ayatollahs to power in Iran back in 79. Why would you do something like that? People talk about Iran trying to get nuclear weapons, a threat to the area. And yet if you go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, pull down our January 2008 newsletter, The Story of Sybil Edmonds, why, of course, the American State Department was allowing a Turkish spy ring to operate at the highest levels of our own government and shipping nuclear technology to Pakistan that was to be shared with Iran and Libya and North Korea.
So on one hand, we're talking about how terrible it is, the spread of nuclear weapons. On the other hand, we're actively facilitating it and suppressing that information from the American people. Nothing is as it appears to be. I mean, certainly Egypt, you know, could control the border, could control the bringing in of missiles into Hamas. Those all come through Egypt. Who's financing Egypt? The American government is. Understand, behind everything is this effort to create a violence and terror and horror throughout the world, with the idea of ultimately bringing in a one-world government. And behind that are the powerful spiritual forces that dominate the world. Satanic forces, secret societies. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it and reread it. You need, of course, to get my talk on the forbidden secret. And understand that there have been secret societies going back 5,000 years. And what has their goal always been? A one-world government. And you can trace them back through the time of the ancient Greek philosophers. The Kabbalah was simply a codification of these ideas of this. It was a mysticism tapping into this other dimension. Certainly the Gnostics, Christian mysticism, carrying on the traditions, goes on to the Templars, the Rosicrucians, into the Illuminati, into Masonry. These are all very real organizations. If you haven't read the book written by the Librarian of Congress, Fire in the Minds of Men, you need to get it and read it. Here's the Librarian of Congress, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, one of the most learned scholars in our country, writing about the Illuminati and the secret societies that are creating the world revolution. And, of course, he takes us right up to the Cuban Revolution. What he doesn't bring about is the fact that the United States government brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well he was a communist. But we can't let the American people know that. You need to get my DVD. It's called the New World Order. And, of course, there you'll actually see my interview with the ambassador to Cuba at the time, Earl Smith, as he tells you how the United States knowingly brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing he was a communist. We brought him to power. But we can't let the American people understand that nothing is as it appears to be. So, I'm sorry, the DVD is called World Revolution. That's World Revolution. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage. You can listen to our internet programs or get them archived. And understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Pray for America. Pray for the people on both sides over there in Palestine and in Israel. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary.